Josh.
Hello.
We sat down and watched a movie this week.
Yeah.
What did we watch?
It was
your pick.
We watched Hustle.
2022, Adam Sandler and...
Streaming movie.
Yeah. Directed by Jeremiah Zagar.
Yeah.
Ah, look, I can speak. I want to do this for a living. Written by Taylor Matern. Ah, and Will Fetters. And produced by every basketballer in existence.
So it's got LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Joe Roth, Joseph VC. I know that name because he fixes motorbikes. Jeff Kirschenbaum, Zach Roth, must be brother to Joe Roth, Adam Sandler, and Alan Covert.
I just woke up. Yeah. Just finished watching this movie. So my eyes are a little bit phasey. I thought that said Alien Covenant.
Yep, no, that's I went to say Alan Covert, and I'm like, no.
Who's the starring?
Adam Sandler, Queen Latifah, which when I was watching the movie, I was like, what the fuck is her name? I know her name, right? And I just couldn't pick it. And it wasn't until I think my wife came into the room towards the end or like one of her later scenes. She goes, oh, I know that. It's Queen Latifah. I was like, oh, shit. That's her name.
Yeah, I forgot her name completely.
Juancho Hernan Gomez. I'm horrible with those names.
That's the dude that plays Bo Cruz, right?
Robert Duvall, Anthony Edwards, and Heidi Gardner.
So, what's the synopsis for this movie, Josh?
After a down-on-his-luck basketball scout discovers an extraordinary player abroad, he brings the phenom back without his team's approval.
Is that the movie you sat down and watched this week?
Yeah, pretty much. There is obviously more to the movie, but if you were to describe it to someone without ruining the plot,
that's it. So you're not big into sport, are you?
Not as much as I used to be.
Right.
No.
It's like I've never been into sport. Yeah. Like I watch the League of Legends Pro Series every year.
Yeah.
And keep up with it. I never have been into normal sport.
But I was about to say, you know, e-sport training to regular training, like they are sports. I'm not saying they're not, but they're two different types. One's an athletic sport, one's a mental sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will fight to the, you know, if chess is a sport, so is video games in a competition setting. You know, this is just physical sport. It requires you to physically be there. You're running, jumping, using your hands if need be, that sort of
stuff. Your body needs to be as strong as your mind.
Yes.
Absolutely. I kind of just want to jump into the talking points.
Well, firstly, I just want to cover that because this is a streaming movie, it's damn near impossible to find a budget.
Yeah, no budget, no gross.
It apparently was relatively expensive to make.
Paying all those players?
Yes, but... I don't think they would have been on like, oh, well, I'm such and such, so I want this much money. I think this was mostly a passion project or a passion for a lot of them.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Adam Sandler's really into basketball, isn't he?
He can really play.
Yeah. Like, he's really, really into basketball.
So what made me want to watch this movie was roughly around the time it came out, my brother mentioned it to me. He was like, oh, have you seen Hustle? I don't think he'd watched it. And I was like, oh, I saw it on Netflix. Like, you know, it's an Adam Sandler movie. I'm just going to put it to the side.
Mm.
And then I saw it's the phones. You say one thing, it pops up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was seeing these things, and it was like Shaquille O'Neal saying that Adam Sandler can really play. He's not pro baller, like, level.
Yeah.
But you get him on, like, a street court or something like that, he is good.
Mm.
You know, those, have you seen, is it Grown Ups?
Yeah, probably when they came out.
Yeah, so it's... Another Adam Sandler movie with, you know, a bunch of his friends.
David Spade in that one?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
he, a small little focus on it was basketball. And that, you know, he was over the line and he made a three-pointer shot and won the game and all this sort of stuff. Those shots that he makes apparently were him.
Oh, fuck.
He can actually play basketball. And when I read those things, I was like, all right, look. If he's really into basketball, then this is definitely... a movie I need to see if he actually makes shots like that. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like with some movies we watch, you can tell that they're money grabs. With Adam Sandler himself absolutely. In the role he plays.
I mean,
it feels like he lives it. Like, it's passion for him, yeah, like, doing yeah, that, you know. Yeah. The character like, really brings over
this is
those
a
things.
Long shot, a long, long shot from, like, Little Nicky, Happy Madison.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, that's the Billy, one.
Madison's the company.
Madison's the company. Yeah, I was thinking about the company.
Yeah.
But, it, yeah, like...
That was another thing. He's a comedy genius. Like, he comes up with such messed up... Like, in terms of, like, his characters, he makes iconic characters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you say Adam Sandler, he's a household name because of Little Nicky, yeah. Billy Madison.
Like, saying those names, the titles of those movies, you can picture him on set in the costume playing the actor, yeah. Playing the character.
Yeah. You say he's in a serious basketball movie.
Yeah, like, oh, what's that?
He was in another one, another serious movie, which is really good. I can't remember.
I can't even think of one.
He gets the shit kicked out. He has broken nose, but it's on Netflix as well, I believe.
But, like, I would akin this to, like, Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, Coach Carter.
Yes. Like, I was just about to say Coach Carter, which is a very good movie. If you like sport basketball movies about, like, building people up, Hustle is not so much like that, but can fall into that category.
Yeah, I agree. I also want to, because this is going to put on, this is going to start going into my points. I think Hustle is... very different from your Coach Carter's, Remember the Titans. What's that one with the white chick that it's like a gridiron football movie? Side benches, something like that?
Blindside?
Blindside, that's Blindside. It. That's the one. Yeah, Hustle is like sport adjacent to that. Only because of this one thing, like, you know, it's a sport movie, it's a training thing, there's going to be a training montage.
Yeah.
Which had it in Rocky, you had it in this.
Even climbs the stairs, does a Rocky. Yeah,
does the Rocky thing because it's in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69ers.
Yeah, 76ers.
Ah, well, 69ers.
69's a different thing, Josh. But like,
I don't follow sport like I used to.
I don't follow sport at all. I'm just going off what the movie told me. But it's the training scenes in this, instead of just being one training scene and it goes for 10 minutes and that's it. He's perfect. Yeah. He's at his peak. The training montages are throughout the entire movie.
And you see the failures. You see him give up.
Yeah, absolutely. You see the lows and it's I feel like a lot of sports movies that have this kind of chemistry use the montage as a fast forward point.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, we scouted him, we got him, we trained him, and now the movie takes place.
Yes.
This is, no. The movie is him getting into the NBA.
Yeah.
The movie is him growing as a player. But on the flip side, this just jumped into my head and started getting me thinking saying that. These are terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
These are terrible, terrible people.
No, I think that's a good thing that they cover is the hierarchy of...
professional sport.
Yeah, professional sport. I was trying to find... What's the word that they use? Yeah, professional sport. You have the guy who gives the original owner... He gives Adam Sandler's character his dream job, assistant coach. He's been fucking busting his ass, you know, being a scout for years.
Yeah.
Finally gets assistant coach where he's got to be. He steps down. His son comes up. Son.
He steps down and he dies.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow.
He does within the first 10 minutes.
So he dies and then his son takes over and the daughter, who was kind of like, you know, the shield that protected him. Kind of, quote unquote. Yeah. You know, it was always Adam Sandler's characters, like...
The dad and the daughter had his back.
Yes.
Like, be an assistant coach. You've just got to do this first, you know, kind of thing. But they were laying the track for him.
And it wasn't like, you have to do this first. No, sorry. This too. It was like, get us someone good.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see in the start of the movie, he says... gives him the thing, tells about his uncle and whatnot. He's like, oh, you know, my uncle's here, all that sort of stuff. And when he scouts these that person, the son is like, I want that person because he's good. He's like, no.
Yeah, he's not good. There's all these problems with him. Yeah. Like, we can't sign him.
They sign him and they're like, we shouldn't have fucking done that.
This is I thought in the credits, I think he's titled under Big Serbian.
Yeah.
But he's like an actual NBA player.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
What's his name? Garfield. I think it's his name. The dude, kind of like the primary rival, gets in his head and he's like, oh, is that
you? Oh, yeah. Kermit.
Kermit, yeah,
Kermit,
that's it, yeah.
Kermit Willis or whatever.
I knew it was some sort of fucking cartoon. Yeah.
But funnily enough, all the NBA players are credited as themselves.
Most of them,
But the ones currently playing in the NBA aren't. They're playing characters.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that might be a licensing thing.
Maybe.
Because, you know, you have like the NBA games, the Madden games.
They probably own.
They've got to license their name. Yeah.
Here's a good example.
Bad is that?
Here's a good example. WWE owns the name John Cena, which is his given name. He was born John Cena.
Yep.
They own his name.
I'm pretty sure anytime he... No. Well, I was going to say
if he makes money off his name,
they get a cut. But I'm going to get sidetracked here because I can't remember who it was, but I remember an interview with a star NBA player, and he ended up leaving or something. He ended up going to his mate's place, and his son was playing an NBA game or a Madden game. And his son was like playing around as him and was like, oh man, you must have gotten so much money to be in this game.
Got nothing.
Nothing. Didn't get a cent. And you hear all these stories, especially Americans, because they take sports so seriously. I'm not sure if it's a little better here. Probably not. Yeah. But you hear of all these college players, which is pretty much just as popular as the NBA. Like college level plays over there are massive.
They have two leagues and then they have college league. So they have the
NCAA, I want to say, because Adam Sandler quotes that in his movie.
I was thinking NFL. The NFL has two leagues, and that's what the Super Bowl is. The winners of each league play against each other.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I believe. And then they have the college league, just like basketball. They have the basketball league, and then they have the college league, which the professional NBA pulls from. You know,
this
guy's really good.
It's a career path, yeah.
But they, as you see in the movie, they also pull from overseas, but they have, I think it's a
22 age limit.
Yeah, so
I don't know if that's a hard thing or it's just the same thing like esports. If you're over the age of 22 in esports, you're pretty much not going to get picked for a long-term team because your motor skills are declining at that level.
Huh.
It's like your reaction times start going down between 23.
It might be something similar to that or a visa thing. But again, it might just be more of a we prefer not to.
Yeah.
Or but it could be a law thing for jobs. It could be like
absolutely.
22, that's the cutoff. You have to be 22 or younger. Otherwise, like, there's too much of a risk of, you know, let's say you're 35.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much of a risk because you're an actual full-grown, blown adult.
Yeah, 7 days a week of training and then, you know, massive games that you have to give 110%. It's
blowout of fucking knee.
Yeah. But with that age thing, I think, like, TSM's Bjergsen, mid laner for TSM on the LCS... Pretty sure he's like older than 25. Don't quote me. Matt Afromu on FlyQuest, I'm pretty sure is older than 25.
So it's more of like a guideline. They prefer not to.
But they all got in way before. Like, no, actually, sorry. Bjergsen's been playing since he was like 16. I think 16's the age limit.
Yeah.
You have to be older than 16. I think he was playing on the academy level for, I think, 2 years. But TSM was like the second, like, we will hire you on your birthday. Like, we are waiting for you to get there kind of thing. I think he's back with TSM. I'm much more into esports than regular sports. Where was I going with that?
The ages.
Right. So, you have all these, like, college level players that the average Joe thinks they're making millions at the college level because they're so popular. They're not making a cent. They're getting paid in study, in education.
Yeah. Scholarships and shit.
Yeah, and you have real interviews with massive big-name players in the college scene that is like, yeah, I'll eat noodles and maybe get 2 hours of sleep. Sometimes I'll go hungry because I can't afford it.
But because they're aiming for that goal of being in the NBA.
But the college level, I think it is the NCAA, makes millions off these people.
Sponsors and shit.
Exactly. But This all ties back into my what I said before, where these are bad people.
No, the NCAA is a non-profit organization.
Yeah, they're all... So is FIFA. You know how much money FIFA makes?
Revenue in 2016 was $995.9 million.
For the NCAA.
Almost $1 billion in 2016.
Yep. Yep. For the NCAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But they're a non-profit, so they don't fucking have to pay taxes.
Member-led organization dedicated to the well-being and lifelong success of college athletes. Interesting.
That infuriates
the more you know,
me.
The more you
then
know.
Why not pay your players?
It's for their well-being, Ryan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's because they're not technically hired.
I think it's like a union. I think that's supposed to be similar to a union to make sure that the athletes aren't abused. You know what?
But they're... That's fine. That might have been how it started, but they are the ones abusing their athletes now.
Probably.
And this, again, all ties back into what I started this by saying, like, Adam Sandler's character in this is a bad person. And my theory behind that is, he has a quote when the son, Vin, tells him he's not, you know, I know Dad said you were going to be an assistant coach, but he's dead now. You're going to continue being a scout. Give me that one good player. And he goes, but Vin, I haven't been there for my daughter's birthday in 9 years yeah. running. That's what he wants for Bo Cruz.
Oh,
because his daughter's still living in Spain with his mum.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in America in the NBA.
I see what you're saying.
Like... It's that thing of like, okay, yeah, he's playing for the Celtics. He's going to be massive.
I found that funny at the end. He's still with the 76ers and he walks out and it leaves this whole thing. Oh, fuck yeah, he got him in. And he goes over and he's playing for the Celtics.
Yeah, he's playing for Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Which, hey, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, it is. They but offered him a better... Yeah, he was pretty much saying, no, I'm looking after my boy.
Yeah.
76ers dicked him around. 76ers is his team.
He's an assistant coach by the end of the movie for the 76ers.
That's his team. That's his life. You know, always been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his. Doesn't have to be Bo Cruz's.
But it's
looks
so
after his boy.
Like, being on a team is so volatile, I feel like, in the American sports because it's you get traded, you get drafted. You like every... It seems like every year...
Happens here as well.
Yeah, every year it's like, oh, they're playing... Like if you want to talk about Australian NFL... It's like, oh,
NRL.
Fucking, I don't watch sport, Josh.
We do have an NFL, but shit.
AFL, yeah. AFL. I mixed them. I said NFL because that's the American gridiron. Yeah.
We do have a gridiron team. I don't think they play nationally.
We also have a national, what is it? Golf? Frisbee? Golf team?
Yeah.
Like we have an Australian... Anyway, the like you'll... Be following a player that's in your local suburb for NRL, and then next year, I follow the Campbelltown Tigers.
Here's a good example. A person my sister went to school with a few years higher than me, he played for Bulldogs.
Right. Fucking everyone plays for Bulldogs.
Tim Lafay.
They chew people.
Yeah. Tim Lafay, I believe his name with. He played for Bulldogs many years ago, when I was 10 years ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I was living next door to Woods. Because
so that was a while ago.
That
was when we were back in high school.
He goes for Bulldogs. I went over there. We watched a game, and I was like, "Oh my god, I went to school with that guy." That's how long ago. Yeah. I don't know what team he plays for now, but it's one of those things. You follow Tim Lafay. You go, "Fuck yeah, that's my boy. I went to school with him. Yeah, he's my boy. He's playing for a local team. He's playing for Bankstown. Yeah, my boy." And then next thing you know, they're playing for Raiders, and then they're playing for.
Or they might be playing for Titans, or they might get drafted to Melbourne and play for Storm
because they follow the money. But I think what...
not even that. It's there's always going to be the best team in the season, right?
They all want to be on that best team,
kind of thing.
That's why they have the cap. They have a pay cap, so they can only spend however much money is allocated in that season. So let's say it's $250 million. The team can only spend $250 million on players. That's why players get paid different amounts on skill. Let's say they spend so much money on this dude, they go, all right, well, you got $10 million last season. That's $10 million gone. And then they're like, oh shit, we just got the best player in the league, we don't have money to get other people now, so now we have to get a bunch of shit ones.
Actually, funnily enough, the only way, the reason I know that is because the guys at work really into football. Oh, of course. You know, I work with tradies. Yeah. They're really into football. So
you're in a power tool industry.
Yeah. I'm in a manufacturing trade. It's yeah, anyway, all into football, right? So the start of this new season, they wanted to start a fantasy league.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've played fantasy LCS. Like, I play fantasy League of Legends, so yeah. I know what to do. Man, it's a completely different system. You sign up, you have, like, a set dollar amount, and each player, depending on how good or bad they're doing,
how
costs
many points
different.
They scored last season. Yeah,
it's insane. I couldn't wrap my head around it. So I just made a team, and I've left it the entire season. I'm going to check it back when we finish. And I'll see how well we did.
Some of my mates are doing that with AFL.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
We are, but this whole thing's a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole progress of the movie, which is something I want to talk about, the whole progress of the movie feels... you have a point here, underdog sports movie. Just focus... Usually they focus on the final fight game.
Which is what I was saying before. Yeah,
it focuses on the growth. And you see that, you know, of both characters.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He's a guy who you see at the start, he's got gout, he's got fucked legs and hands and all that. He's on
it's Adam Sandler, a current Adam Sandler weight, you know? Like,
And he says all the time, like, I'm fat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, you're one cheeseburger away from diabetes.
Yeah, oh, every scene is a joke about him having a heart attack, you know? Like,
it does get a bit, you know, much.
And I'm a bigger guy myself. And it's hard to see.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one thing to make the jokes about yourself and, you know, friends around you, but when you carry the joke through the whole movie, you're like, all right, one or two a bit with your closest relatives.
I will cut you off because even the starting opening scene of him scouting people, he's in all these different countries. He's just eating different fast foods.
Yeah. I think that's the lifestyle, though. You know, he's familiar. He's there for a short time. So what's the point of, like, cooking? He's there for three days. Yeah. There's no point cooking.
And Macca's will always be Macca's, you know?
But you see the growth of him. You know, the first, after he goes and does all the scouting, he goes back to the office and he's talking to them. He's like, don't get that guy. The dad, we'll call him, the big honcho, before he dies... He says, where's that fight? You used to argue with me about things and now you've just given up. And he's like, oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, I want that back. And then he thinks, all right, I'm assistant coach now. I need to have that. Dad dies. The son takes over. And then that's when he decides, no, fuck it. I'm going to do what his dad said. I'm going to fight back.
Yeah.
And then that guy essentially says, well, you need to get your job then. Like, I think he quits. No, he does the job.
Well, Adam Sandler's character.
Yeah. Because he can't quit. The guy's like, do this, you know, get me one good person, then you can have your job.
He brings Bo Cruz to America under the pretenses of telling him that, you know, the 76ers are going to pick you up. They've already said yes.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, he's not even... Yeah. He hasn't even told the 76ers that they're...
Because they said they wouldn't
bringing
fund
him. Yeah.
But, yeah, so... You see him like slightly get that fire back, and he thinks, "All right, I can kindle this kid who's really fucking good."
Yeah,
quite so good. He hustles people in Puerto Rico, Brazil, Puerto Rico,
Spain.
Ah, oh, there you go.
And then the first day he's in America, he's hustling
street
b-ball players.
But you see the growth of Bo Cruz, you know, building himself. He had to give up everything for his daughter because his ex-wife or whatever essentially had her, didn't treat her well. And he goes, fuck you, I'm taking the daughter. You see the growth of Bo Cruz, you know, to everything he needs to do for his daughter. Then you see the growth of Adam Sandler's character, everything he needs to do to get to his goal in life that for his daughter. You see the growth of his daughter and his relationship with his daughter.
Yeah, she wants to be a filmmaker.
Yeah, she wants to do film, and he gets his daughter... gets his daughter to film the reels.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is an amazing touch.
Yeah.
An amazing...
He's got it all in-house, too. Yeah.
He's got this relationship with his daughter, even creeps her out with the lovey-dovey and with the wife.
There is a lot of, like, prepubescent puberty stuff with the daughter that I
kind of
wigged me out that it was in there.
What I appreciated is it's not your typical movie relationship where the dad's never there, so the kid resents them.
The kid understands that's his job.
That's what he does. He's doing everything he does.
And
for
mind
me.
You, it's a fucking fabulous house.
Yeah,
the 76ers must pay well for a good scout.
But I just like that it didn't follow, like we mentioned before, it didn't follow the same things.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Guy down on his luck, family doesn't love him. He's got a loving family.
Yeah, they understand. Yeah. Like every scene with him and Queen Latifah in a bed or on a couch, they're massaging each other.
I like the scene where he tells Bo Cruz that there was a dude that used to pass out.
Yeah.
So the team would walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he tells his wife, oh yeah, I told him the such and such story. And she's like, that was me. He's like, it was you? Oh, well, it worked anyway.
Yeah, well, it got his spirits up. And don't worry about it.
Yeah, and how he tells a story about how they met.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The girl's bus broke down, and they had to hitch a ride with them, and then he gets up and he says, I will marry you one day. And everyone's like, okay.
Oh.
But yeah, it's got those tense moments where you're like, you're stereotypical sports underdog movie moments.
Yeah.
It's got these amazing, powerful moments with family and building characters. It's not as heart wrenching as Blindside,
but
it's got those elements.
I again don't like sport, and I watched this in bed because I was too lazy to get up to my computer.
Lazy shit.
And I did too. I was 100% guaranteed I was going to not like this movie because I was thinking Blindside, Coach Carter, Remember the Titans, Field of Dreams. I was like, I don't like them. I don't like sport. Yeah. Don't like. I don't like when something forces me to feel something or attempts to make me feel a specific thing. I feel
deliberately put that sad music.
Yeah, I feel pigeonholed, and it really creeps me out. Didn't get a single feeling like that in this movie. I felt it. Like, oh, okay, this is the scene where I'm meant to be sad, but it wasn't pressured.
It didn't linger. It was just
a window to a world, and in. Whatever you felt, you felt. However you thought about this movie, that's you. They were just showing you something.
Like those intense moments with Kermit.
Yeah.
There's one where he asks if that's his daughter's up in the stands. I think it's at the, what do they call it? The combine?
Yeah.
His daughter and his mum's up in the stands. He's like, oh, is that her mum? Oh, it's your mum. And he starts talking shit. And he's like holding it in. He's like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I can be her new dad.
Yeah.
And then he just snaps. Those moments there,
they're
quick, fleeting moments. They don't linger on it. And he says it like once or twice, and then he just snaps. And you see the growth of Bo Cruz because he didn't get picked because of an assault charge.
Yeah.
You know, and the 76ers have, it's too much of a problem.
Yeah.
And you see the growth. The old him would have kicked the shit out of him. He didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
But instead, he hits the ground, and everyone's like, yeah, no. No.
Yeah.
We don't want him because of that outbreak.
And then after that, he's pretty much given up.
Yeah.
After the combines, he's literally getting on a plane back to Spain. And who is it that calls him?
I don't remember.
A famous NBA player.
Oh, no. Doc...
I think the character name's Dr. J. But...
No, he's an actual basketball player.
Oh,
yeah. He's a former basketball player, Dr. J. Yeah,
yeah.
And they call him and they do like a competition.
Yeah,
I will give you money if you can beat this guy.
Yeah.
And they actually hand out money and the daughter films it, puts it online. It fucking blows up. And everyone's like, why the fuck aren't they scouting this guy?
Yeah.
And that's another thing. They try to get him into the pro league the way pro league guys get in there.
Mm.
And then they go, this isn't working.
Social media campaign.
I think the daughter comes up with the idea.
Yeah, yeah. This reminds me of Chef.
Oh, yeah.
Your general path isn't working. Turn to social media.
Not just that. The social media, but they played to his strength. His strength was street ball.
Yeah.
Hustling people.
Yeah.
And you get these guys who are actually good, but not good enough to play league. So he's
It's like the cheerleader effect.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he blows up and all the people are like, what the fuck? 76ers had this guy like...
Yeah.
And then the guy gets up and goes, it's because of issues and, you know...
Yeah, but they were like, no, he's a good player. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. the son goes up and he goes, oh, disgruntled employee. He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
And then they do the, like, maybe 30 minutes later in the movie, they do the street ball stuff. And then they're like, what? Why did you say those things?
Yeah. And those things were not true.
He starts backpedaling. He's like, I done fucked up. And then the sister's like, yeah, so my brother's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm stepping in. He's like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then she practically offers him his job back. He goes, yeah, all right, cool, I'll take it. Not in those words, but you could tell he's going to take it. And then she's like, and there might be a position for Bo. Again, like I said before, he looks after his boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's not going to send him the 76ers after they dicked him around.
But even like if 76ers were paying the money that the Celtics were, I'm assuming like he would have taken it. But it's that bit of, like, the very last scene is Adam Sandler as an assistant coach walking onto the court getting ready to play an NBA game. Yeah, I know. I really had to remember that. Walking straight onto the court, and Bo comes out dressed in green with Celtics stuff all over him, and they hug it out. They have a great friendship. Yeah. And
even says something like he's going to lose or something. He's like, I'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, yeah, friendly rivalry. Yeah. And then Adam Sandler goes back, tells his defense player, like, this is how Bo's going to act.
Yeah, if he goes right, he's going to do this. If he goes left, he's going to do this. Yeah. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that. No. That's just, you've gotten to this point now. We need to play it properly.
I don't remember who it was. It wasn't a basketball player. It was a sports person. They said, soccer commentator or player or coach or something. Something to do with soccer. They said, it's not the teams that are aggressive. It's the fans that make it aggressive. Because the teams don't have... The teams have rivalry, but they don't have hatred towards each other.
Yeah.
It's all that hate where they're like, oh, Barcelona hates Man City. Who the fuck said that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck said
Barcelona...
They're
playing a game.
Yeah. This is just their hobby that they're making money on. They love it. It's the fans of Barcelona hate Man City.
Yeah.
Not the players. If they get the chance, they probably have beers. Unless a player has done something against another.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, let's say two
just
fresh
because
teams,
they're on different teams, it's just what they happen to be drafted on that season.
Is fucking two teams in league, for example.
Yep.
Five players aside, obviously we're reserves and stuff, but five players aside, they don't hate each other.
No. Yeah. Like, I remember Double Lift, when he was playing with Counter-Logic Gaming, was playing with Afremu. Like, they started on the same team, and they split to different teams. Afremu's on FlyQuest now. They still stream. They still play together. Like,
yeah, like, that shit happens. Like, he's
get drafted to
he's my
different
best
team,
friend.
Bro.
I love him. You're on opposite teams, though, so...
Yeah.
I don't hate him.
I'm still going to play the game at my 110%. Yeah. Like,
and this shows so many elements you don't
I'm
going
to play
see.
Some League after this.
Hit reviews?
Yeah, I was just about to try and segue into that. So, after all of those rave reviews we gave Hustle, what do you think the critics and audience are for Hustle? 2022, Adam
rotten,
Sandler.
Yeah.
You get rotten, reviews. So,
I'm gonna go. Critics is a 87, and the audience, I'm gonna go a 92.
This is an easy one for me. Yeah. 93 across the board for both
no
of
way.
Them. Yeah, certified fresh. Both of them 93%.
That's good.
For an Adam Sandler movie, that's fucking.
What was it? That horrible one he died
with.
Oh,
that Halloween one. Oh, well, there was Jack and Jill.
Yeah, the Halloween one was just like an adder. Oh,
it was just
copy-paste Adam Sandler.
I don't think
Sandler.
He said one word in that movie.
Oh, he did. Oh, he said a few words.
I refused to watch it. Critics' consensus for Hustle is Hustle doesn't have any fancy moves, but it doesn't need them. Adam Sandler's everyman charm makes him easy layup. Fun watch.
This is not the Adam Sandler I grew up with.
No.
But it's nice.
But he's relatable.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone else but Adam Sandler could have made this movie.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I couldn't think of another actor that has such a native everyman feel to him.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I grew up with him. And I grew up with the comedy of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to see him in a serious role... I was like, let's see how well he does, because he's the comedy guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's the comedy guy.
Absolutely.
It's like, I grew up watching the comedy movies of Robin Williams, and then after he passed away, I went and watched his serious stuff. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they have hidden talents they don't want to tell us about.
I still think Good Will Hunting is my 10 out of 10 favorite movie.
Absolutely.
Like, I can't think of a better movie than Good Will Hunting.
Just, so good.
Yeah. And I saw that What are you pulling on a cord for?
I popped it. No, it's the wrong part. Never mind. Carry on.
Audience says, whether you're an...
Whether you're a...
Audience says, whether you're a Sandler fan, you love sport movies, or you're just in the mood for a solid feel-good drama, Hustle delivers.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't fault that.
I don't even want to do the rotten reviews for this. You know? I don't think I'll be able to find one. It's got 93%.
Yeah, it does well. It, like that just said, if you're a fan of Adam Sandler, you'll enjoy it. If you're a sports fan, you'll enjoy it. And if you just want something to make you feel good because you had a shit day at work, it'll do that.
You know what? I wish I planned my days better and sat down and watched this with Alyssa.
I wish I watched this with... Instead, I watched a fucking combat movie with my wife instead of a feel-good, cuddly movie with my wife. She's got wrong priorities.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We got one more score to do.
IMDb.
What do we reckon?
7.9, because they're vicious.
7.3.
Fuck off.
Yeah, a little bit less. You know this is rated R.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's what IMDb has it as.
I think they're retarded.
What is Rotten Tomatoes?
No.
For language. Yeah, rated R.
Yeah, no, there's quite a bit. They fucking swear so much.
Do they? I don't think Adam Sandler swears once in this movie.
No.
I've got a filthy mouth, though, so.
I got a funny story to tell you off air about work, about cussing. I can't seem to find what it's rated.
Rotten Tomatoes has an IMDb has it, but that's neither here nor there, Josh, because, you know, we got 93% from Rotten Tomatoes, we got 7.3 from IMDb, but what is your personal rating for this? Recommendation scale 1 to 10, 0.5's included.
I've already told people, so I'm going to say an 8.
An 8?
Yeah, because I've already told people. I work with a lot of older guys who talk about football and shit like that. I think it was Monday this week, they were talking about fucking football. One guy was talking about golf, AFL. Like, it was a big mix of, like, their sports and stuff. AFL, they started off with, my bad. And then I was like, oh, you guys big into sports? So, like, yeah. I just tried to join the conversation. And I was like, have you guys seen Hustle? Hustle's a good movie. And they're like, oh, is that the Adam Sandler movie? I'm like,
He's got such a bad rep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told them that they'll enjoy it because it's a good sport movie. And one of the guys I work with, he was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to give it a look. He's a big Adam Sandler fan with his comedy, but he wants to see. Yeah.
See, I think I'm with you on this one. I think this is an easy 9 for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'll be recommending this to a lot of people. It's super relatable. It's got a good runtime. The script, the cinematography, the direction and the lighting is all fantastic. I think the only thing that doesn't make it a 10 out of 10 for me is the content. It's not what I prefer.
Yeah.
So I can't recommend it to everyone I meet.
I'm just looking at the picture.
Yeah.
For the cover, what you'd see on the box art.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that feels powerful. It's Adam Sandler sitting there with a cup of coffee
on a bench, just
on a bench with a basketball at his foot and dudes running past.
Yeah, it's you know what? I agree with you.
I think it sends a mixed message. Oh, yeah, I see it in the bottom corner.
I think it does send a mixed message because when I look at that poster, can you just hold it up for me again? I think he's a high school gym coach and he hates his life and his daughter wants to play basketball or something and he's got to tell her the dark parts of the world kind of thing. Like,
Not at all.
But
my first thought was he was the hustler after hearing all those things. I'm like, he's the guy who's good at basketball. He's the guy who's hustling people and then has a revelation. No, it's...
Hustle is not scamming people out of money, or otherwise they do that.
Yeah.
It's more of a motivation.
Yeah.
It's the motivation meaning of,
like,
hustle.
Like what's going on these days with...
Give it hustle. Put hustle in it. You know?
My side hustle, the thing I work towards.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think easy 9 out of 10 for me. This is a very, very, very good movie. But I've got to ask you the... because we've liked movies before and they haven't done this, but I've got to ask you, does Hustle make the cut?
I hope we're not playing rock, paper, scissors. I'm saying yes.
Yeah, absolutely makes the cut. Put this on the golden record, yeah, ship it to space.
So many reasons, but if we were to send this to an alien species, it'll show the good.
Yeah,
it'll show one guy who not to kill.
Yeah.
Coach Carter's one of them because, yep, you know, Sam Jackson, but yeah.
Absolutely. This, I think this movie, if you were going to show it to aliens, shows our humanity.
Yeah.
You know, we have hardships and yeah, at the end of the day, it's a game.
Yeah.
But it's something people love. That's something people put all of their energy into.
That's why in kids' sports, you know, because of the toxicity in teams and stuff, parents as well, you see in a lot of cultures, especially Western cultures, ours, the parents get more into it than the kids.
Yeah.
I played soccer for a year and, you know, my mum never fucking turned up, but you'd see parents on the sidelines going, oh, no.
Yeah, fighting with the ref and it's under sixes.
What kind of fucking call is that? And it's like, why are you so into it? I'm just trying to play a game with my mates, you know, and have a good time, like a team sport. Yeah. And then at the end of it, they're like, all right, shake hands. So that you realize, like, it's just fun.
It's just a game.
Yeah.
If you love it to give it that much fervor, that's fine. But not everyone's going to do that, and you can't.
I was just playing it because my mates did.
Yeah.
And then you had my three friends that I played with, they were into it.
Yeah.
You
just wanted to have fun.
This shows camaraderie. It shows growth. Yeah.
Even at the end of the day, the villain of the movie, Kermit, they still shake hands.
Yeah.
It's still, he's not doing it because he doesn't like Bo or hates Bo or wants to hurt him.
He was number two.
Yeah.
He wants that number one.
Yeah, it's just, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to put you off your game so I look better.
Yeah.
Just business.
Business.
Doesn't make him a better person, but at the end of the day,
named after a fucking frog. They even make that joke.
Yeah, they do. All right. We've been What Makes the Cut. I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh. Am I?
Unfortunately. And
yeah, still am.
We love doing this podcast. I think I can say that for both of us.
Don't put words in my mouth, but yes.
No, you love doing this podcast. You love editing just as much as you do recording. That's why from here on out, Josh is going to be editing all of the podcast.
No, send help.
I'm not going to do that to you.
He has a gun to my head. Send help.
I'm not going to do that to you. We've been What Makes the Cut. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at What Makes the Cut. No question mark. Go follow. Tell your friends.
I didn't know we had an Instagram.
Yeah, we've had an Instagram for a while.
Oh, shit.
We get more responses on Instagram than we do Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Insta's where it's at now.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, follow the Instagram.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask the people who have listened to do not follow me on my Instagram because it's private and I had like 37 fucking things. 37 people tried to follow me. I was like, nope.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on my Insta, they're not there now because I deleted them, but I had 37 people because I don't get notifications. I just jumped on Instagram and it came up. It was like 37. I was like, 37 is all these people requesting a follow because I'm on private.
And we have listeners?
Apparently.
Holy shit.
I plugged my Instagram once.
Oh my God. Wait, was that the RRI episode?
Yes.
That's our best done episode. Do they follow you and not the podcast? What?
Oh, I'm following the podcast now.
Good, thank you. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Go follow our Instagram. We need a little bit more traction. And actually, I saw with the RR episode, people have been listening on iTunes. I'm going to start saying this, and I apologize because everyone that makes content says it. But please go rate us on iTunes. Go leave a 5-star review because it's the only podcasting place with a review platform.
Oh, really?
And every other podcasting platform pulls from Instagram. From iTunes, sorry. Oh. So if you're big on iTunes or you have good traction on iTunes, you'll get good traction everywhere else.
Huh.
So I know, I think 23% of the people that listen to the podcast have used iTunes. Just leave us a review. It means a lot to us. Yeah. Other than that, Josh,
have a lovely day.
You're not going to say it?
No, because I don't think we should tell people to do drugs and stay in school.
You want to think about that one more time?
I'm having a stroke. I've had coffee.
Don't do drugs, stay in school. Yeah. Oh. Susie, lawyer? That's, yep. Okay, good, good. That's the message we're putting out.
I'm gonna message my lawyer and ask her if it's okay for me to say that.
It probably isn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a lovely day.
I gotta edit that down.
Bye.